We'll do the 32nd Maimer in Maimorim Melukotim in the Chelik Beis, the volume Beis. This is a unique Maimer that we're going to learn, which begins with Lahovin Inyan Ksivas Sefer Torah, to understand the idea, the concept of writing a Sefer Torah. This was said on Yom Vav, on Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Boi, Yud Shvat. Yud Shvat was on Shabbos. This was Friday, as the Rebbe said in the Sicha, we'll bring it down later, little bit of the history, what took place, and the Rebbe wanted the Siyum, the end of the Sefer Torah. This was the Torah that the previous Rebbe started to write in honor to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu with this Sefer Torah, and the Rebbe concluded the Sefer Torah, the writing of this Sefer Torah on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, on Parshas Bo Yud Shvat, Achrei Chatzos, which is as clearly after midday, so it should be as close to Yud Shvat as possible, which was on Shabbos in the year Tovshin Lamed. As the Rebbe explains the significance of writing the Sefer Torah, and we'll read about the special Torah that was started by the previous Rebbe, and it was a tremendous hisoiderus at the time to finish that Mashiach Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah that was written to greet Mashiach, and like I said, it was a unique Fabrengen in which they concluded the Sefer Torah. The Rebbe put on the crown at that point. The Rebbe put on the crown on the Sefer Torah, and they brought the Sefer Torah into the Oren with dancing, with song, and the Rebbe gave this Maimer. So we'll learn the Maimer, and later on, at the end of the Maimer, we'll go through the Skira Ketzora, the short overview of what took place that and how this whole Sefer Torah, how it started, and how it ended up being completed at the year in Tovshin Lamed on Friday after midday, as the Rebbe says in the heading. But now let's do the Maimer. This Maimer was also later on published. This was a later on they gave out this Maimer before Shavuos. They published it. This was said in Tovshin Lamed, but in close to Shavuos they ended up publishing it, this Maimer, in Tovshin Mem Zayin, and they had a whole booklet which was called the Siyum Sefer Torah. So then the publication says that this Maimer was said with in connection with the completing of the writing of the Sefer Torah to greet the Kabbalah's Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu, to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu. And as this was said on the Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Boi, Yud Shvat, and this was said after midday, Acher Chatzos, after midday, Etoshin Lamed. And then it says that as an addendum, there is a short overview about the Sefer Torah to receive Mashiach Tzidkenu, which is says it printed. Don't know, we have it over here at the end of the Maimer. And this, so this was done in the Yimei Hagbola, Siman Tavshin, Sivan Heitoshim Mem Vav. That is when all this came out. Okay, but let's do the Maimer first, And then after the Maimer, we'll do this Kira Kitzara. We'll go through the short overview of what took place over there. So the Maimer begins, Lahovin Inyan Ksiva Sefer Torah. So understand what is the idea of writing a Sefer Torah. Kamashukosu Barambam. The Rambam writes, "Shemitzvas asay al kol ish beish mi Yisrael lichtev sefer Torah." That there is a mitzvah for every individual, for every person, every man and man of the Jewish people, to write a sefer Torah laatzmoi for themselves. Shenemar, that's based on the pasuk, "Va'ato kisvu lochem." As Hashira Hazois, Pasuk says, write for yourself this song. That is a reference. When we say this song, this is a reference to the Sefer, to a Sefer Torah, that everybody has a obligation to write a Sefer Torah. And then there is an additional Sefer Torah, which is written by the king. V'amelech mitzvah olav lichtoiv sefer Torah echod la'atzmai. The king has a mitzvah to write for himself a sefer Torah. L'shem hamelech, for the king. Yeser al sefer shehoyilok shuhadyut. That's in addition to the sefer that he had when he was an ordinary person before he became a king. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "V'ho yokishiv tal kisemam lachtoi," and it will be that when he will settle on the throne of his kingdom, because of lo yes mishnah Torah zeis v'goymer, so then he will write for himself the double of this Torah. "V'ho yisa imay," which is the duplicate, the second Torah. "V'ho yisa imay," it should be with him. He shall read in it all the days of his life. That's the additional Torah that the king wrote after becoming king, this extra Torah in which he would read for the rest of his life. Who was the first one writing a Sefer Torah? Hoyeza Moshe Rabbeinu, that was Moshe, our teacher. Shehu Horaye Mehemna shall call Yisrael. He is the faithful shepherd of all Yidden. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. So just like we have Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the faithful shepherd of all the Yidden, we also have an extension of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ispashtuso, the Moshe B'chol Dora V'Dora. And the Ispashtuso of Moshe is in every generation. V'siyim Oiso, when did Moshe Rabbeinu conclude? The Rebbe brings down over here that Moshe Rabbeinu concluded the Torah B'Erev Shabbos Kodesh on Friday, the eve of the Holy Shabbos. Kimavur b'kama mekoymes, as explained in many places, as the Rebbe brings down in the note number 10, that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on the 7th of Adar, that was during Mincha Shabbos. The Rebbe references from the Zohar, from the Tur, and various in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe. And so we have to say that he finished the writing of the Sefer Torah on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, which was Vav Adar at that time. Shabbos was Zayin, this was Vav Adar. And the Rebbe references from Tosfos and also explained in the Sicha, as the Rebbe makes a note over here in this Ha'orah 10. There is other sources that Rebbe brings down from the Torah, and a note on the Ha'orah 10 that there's others that say that he actually did not die at that point. But the Rebbe says in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, because he brings this down, it seems like that is the case. And also, in the previous note, it brings down that the Rebbe distributed this Maimer at an occasion. Everybody got the part of the kuntres of Kabbalah's Pnei Mashiach. People got in the just looking for lost the place. Let's see. All right. Anyways. It says that this was on Monday night, early Gimel, the 28th of Mar Cheshvan, Tov Shinun Beis, is when the Rebbe distributed this Maimer to the people. Okay, in any event, so this aligns with the idea that this seems Sefer Torah was Dakadon on Friday. The Rebbe points out that from the different sources, but certainly from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, even though there are some that disagree, but this is the time that the Sefer Torah was completed by Moshe Rabbeinu, and this coincides with the completion of the Sefer Torah on Friday. And as this pastusha, the Moshe b'chol dor v'dor, basically the Friedrich Rebbe's writing of the Sefer Torah, and this also concludes on Friday. So, what's the idea of writing the Sefer Torah? Hine koyse b'zek v'et kedushas admirat samach tzedek writes about this the Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek she'inyan k'siva Sefer Torah yuvon. That we can understand the idea of writing the Sefer Torah, Api Ma'ashem Mevayer, Kvit Kedushas Admura Zokin, Be'inyan Vayichtov Moshe, based on what the Alter Rebbe explains in the kind idea of Vayichtov Moshe, Moshe wrote to Kedul Kamon. Base. Hine Ksiv. Posik says, "Eile masiv bnei Yisrael ashiyotu meretz Mitzrayim." These are the journeys of the bnei Yisrael as they went out of the land of Mitzrayim. Uvedai ikbazech v'tgush admar azokim bedurushe eile masiv. So the Alter Rebbe in the Maimorim that are eile masiv, he questions shetzorich lahovin loshen. Eila Masei, the language, these are the journeys in the plural, Shulash Aram is a plural. And then it says, Umisayim Asher Yotzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, the journeys that they went out of the land of Egypt. Seems like a plural of journeys took place to get out of Mitzrayim. V'adei Me'eretz Mitzrayim Hurak Yitzio Nisio Rishonu. But isn't the exodus of Egypt was only the first when they left and the first journey? It was the Masesh, and also Ramses. Ramses was in Mitzrayim. and they journeyed Lisukas. That was that one journey from the 42 journeys which took them out of Mitzrayim. So why do we say Masay the many journeys? So the Alter Rebbe explains in this Kol HaMembeis Masois that all of the 42 journeys Ad Chaniyosa Me'ever LeYarden Yerechai until they rested on the other side of the Jordan in Yerechai, in Yerechai Beretz HaKodesh Bona V'Sakoyne B'Meheir V'Yemein Al Dei Mashiach Tzidkenu in the Holy Land may he be built and prepared very soon Ar Dei through Mashiach Tzidkenu. Hakol Nikro Asher Yotzu Meretz Mitzrayim. It all is called that they went out of Mitzrayim. They hadn't fully left Mitzrayim, even though physically the first time they went out of Mitzrayim, but it's all called that they've gone out of Mitzrayim. Baze Oimer, and by this he says, Bayichtav Moshe wrote, Es Moitzeihem Lemaseihem, how they were going out to their journeys. And then the Pasuk Goimer, and then the Pasuk Aser starts enumerating Ve'eilem Aseihem, and this is the journeys Lemoitzeihem as they have left. So that means they're always leaving. But there is a change of Lashon over here. Moshe wrote out Moitzeihem for their journeys. They're going out for their journeys, and then it says these are the journeys from when they're going out. Madaik was a Kuwait Kedushas Admar Azok, and Alter Rebbe learns and questions and points out over here the Tzorich Lahavi that we need to understand. Lom O Gabi Vayichtav Moshe, when it says Moshe wrote Higdim. Moitzeihem lemaaseihem. Over there it says first, Moitzeihem lemaaseihem. Vayichtav Moshe es Moitzeihem lemaaseihem. First Moitzeihem, and then lemaaseihem. Ba'achar kach hofach haseder. And then he switches around the order. Ve'omer ve'eh lemaaseihem lemoitzeihem. First maaseihem, and then Moitzeihem. Ba'ed, Alter Rebbe explains, Api hayidua, based on what it's known, the tachlis kavonas yiridas haneshama beguf, that what is the goal of the intention of the neshama to descend into a body, shaneshama yorda meigra ramo li bira amikto, the soul descended from a high rooftop, a very high step, and it ended up libira amikta into a dip, a deep pit, bir amuk, deep pit. So it comes from a very high place, the neshama, and it ends up in a very low place in the body. Shehu inyan mitzrayim de oilom, which is considered Mitzrayim of the world, Oyakoponim Mitzrayim de Kedusha, or even minimally, that Bira Mikta is either Mitzrayim of the world, or minimally, this is Mitzrayim of Kedusha. What's the purpose? Utsoydach Aliyah. It's for the purpose of an elevation. The elevation is to such a step which is higher than the place from which the neshama came down. It goes up even to a higher place, as explained in many places. That's the only way we can understand why there was a descent. We have to say that this purpose of the descent is for it to go even higher, because otherwise we don't understand. If it only went bled back to the place where it came down, then it didn't have to go down. Because we say it's going to a higher place, That's why we understand why there was a descent. Kayidei ha-yirido, because through this descent, himagia limagas, ledargo shalamayla mimoko imyirido, so she reaches a step which is higher than the place from where she came down. V'zehu ve'ele mas'ehem l'moitza'ehem, the mas'ehem, to bring them to the moitza'ehem, to where they come from. The mas'e, the journey that they go through in this world, in this Mitzrayim, brings them l'moitza'ehem, to their source, ha'aliyah milamata l'maylo. That's the elevation from below to above. Libichinas moitza'ehem, to the level of moitza'ehem. V'agdom of ha'nisinas koyach al zehu, but the introduction, the giving of the strength so that you should be able to go up to the higher level. Uvayichzav Moshe es moitza'ehem l'maseehem, that Moshe writes down the moitza'ehem to the maseehem. Hainu, what that means is, write down means he's mamshich. Moshe horayem mehemne. Moshe, who is the faithful shepherd. Horayem nemon shel kol Yisrael b'chol hadoiras, the faithful shepherd of all Yidden, in all generations. Kosav, he wrote down. But what does Kosav mean? Kosav really means himshech. Kosav, uksiva, what is the meaning of ksiva? Ksiva means that himshech. Kosav, uksiva, yonah hamshocha. You write it down, that means you draw down. The himshech. And he brought down mibchinas moitza'ayim, from the level of moitza'ayim, which is the Mokar Neshamas Yisrael, which is the source of Neshamas Yisrael, Moitza'ehem, where they come from, the source, Lemaseehem, into their journey, Bechinas HaNeshama HaMulubeshes Beguf, the level of the soul, which is dressed up in the Guf, in that journeys of the Guf, brings down Moitza'ehem. V'oimer Boze Moitza'ehem, he says over here, Moitzehem, v'lo yitzi osam uke yitzibay. Doesn't say, v'ich t'beisha yitzi osam, yitzi yitzayim, v'mtosam, uke yitzibay. But it says, Moitzehem, she inyone hu k'moy moitza, it's like the source which goes on its own. The moitza mayim, where the water comes from, it's in there are references from the Likutei Torah. So, inyan shenimshach mimenu hu ki'ilu v'derech mimela. The idea is that it doesn't, yitzia means it goes out, and moitza means it's just a sort that it flows on its own. So, inyan shenimshach mimenu hu ki'ilu v'derech mimela. The idea is that from there, it's as if it comes automatic. Kimoitzehem, because when we talk about the love, it's ehem, hidargo kozu, it is such a step change, shayich loimer oleho, that you cannot say about that level of mitshemimeno nishpa eze inyan v'nase bo shinui, that from it, something flows, and there is a change. But the only thing is, it's like automatically, it's a moitza, it's a source from which it comes, automatically. And nevertheless, even though there's no direct flow, it's as if it comes on its own, Mishom Dafke Nimshecha Inyan Lamato, from there specifically comes down the idea below. K'moshe Kosuf, as the Pasuk says, Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim, so this was the Nishmas Chaim came down, Eibishter brings down that Nishmas Chaim into the person, into the body, in Lamato. And we say Vayipach, Uman de Nofach, Mitoichei Nofach. One who blows from his inside. Mitoichei Yusei, Upnimi Yusei, from his inside and from his inner. We say to Mizu, and even more than just that, we're saying that there is Moshe is Mamshich from the place of Moitza Eyem. Rebbe is going to say the writing includes also Chasima. The Inyan Vayichtav Moshe Nichlal Gam Inyan HaChasima, that in the writing of Moshe, this also includes the chasima, when the signing of it, because of lo sefer goymer, as the Gemara interprets when it says by the get he shall write for her, according to the Meir, v'kosam is v'kosam. According to Rab Meir, why do we call him Rab Meir? Shenikra came al shame, shehu Meir eni chacham balocha. The reason we call him Rab Meir because he enlightens the eyes of the chacham balocha. Because of, and he teaches Rabbi Meir that because of pirushe v'chosom, that he signed it. What does it mean over here that Moshe Rabbeinu signed it? I knew. Shemoshe Poal, Moshe affected Inyan HaKsiva VaHaChasima, the idea of the writing and the sealing. The Bechinas Moitzeehem LeMaaseyem, of the level of Moitzeehem to come down to Maaseyem. Al Yedezeh Hoya Efshel Liyis AcharKach, then that allowed for later on to be. And v'hoyu v'poyel, and that allowed, and it actually happened. V'ele mas ehem l'moyse ehem, and the journeys l'moyse ehem to their source, ha'aliyah milmata l'mayla kenal, the elevation from below to above, as mentioned over here. Oizgimo. Obirinyanu, explaining this idea, k'bevur b'drushim anal, as explained in the above memorim, hine isa b'zoyar, we find in the Zoyar, shetikun hashvi shebel yud gimul tikunei dikna. The seventh tikun, you have the 13 attributes, keil, racham, v'chanon, erech, apayim, v'rav chesed, v'emes. Emes is the tikun, the strand, the tikun of this number seven, which is Shabiyud Kimul Tikune Dikna, which is in the 13 strands of the beard. Those are the 13 attributes of mercy. Hutikun ve'emes. That's the Tikun Keil Rachav Chanun Erachapayim Rav Chesed ve'emes. Emes is the seventh. The Av Shekol Hayud Kimul Tikune Dikna Nimshochim Milamailo. Needle say that Hishtahai Hishtauslos Agamri, although all of the 13 Tikune Dikno, the strands of the beard, come from above, then the order of Hishtauslos totally behaved. And that is the reason Shalachen Yud Gimel Midusarachamim Hemesaknim Kol Habgamim. That's why the 13 attributes of mercy, they correct and fix all blemishes. Kimivur be get a such tshuva, as explained to get a such tshuva. Mikol mokoyim hareihem nikroyim tikune dikna. Yet we call them the strands of the beard, the hairs of the beard, sadis the dikna. They are called hair of the beard. What is meaning when we say they're a hair of the beard? The inyan hasaidu. What is the idea of a hair? The im hayoyshani kosahu mahamoichin shabetoichagul goilas. Although a hair nurtures its life force comes from the brain, which is inside of the skull. Mikol mokoim oifun. So while it comes from the moyach, but the oifun amshochas achayis b'hasayda, how the way the energy, the vitality extends into the here, who al yidei hefsek etzem hagul goylas, that is through the interruption of the bone of the skull. Shezehu inyan tzimtzum otzum b'yoshad. This is an idea of a very powerful restriction. B'yoshad, a tzimtzum otzum b'yoshad, a very strong, powerful tzimtzum going through the skull. V'ad, it's such a tzimtzum, she'im yachtei cha'odom, sar reish, if a person cuts the hair of his head, lo yargish ke'ev klal, he will not sense, not feel any pain at all. So, the same thing is with the tikkun edikna above the yud gimel medsarachim. And the example of this we can understand above. Even though that the hamshocha that is in the level of the hair of the beard is higher and higher than the order of Hishtalshulus. But Mikol Mokoyim, but nevertheless, how does it come out? So it comes from a high place, it comes from higher than Hishtalshulus. But Mikol Mokoyim, Oifan Hamshocho, Chinas Ha'ora Bilvad, the way it extends, comes down, it's only in a way of a rage. Shabo al yidei tzimtzum godl, which comes through a great restriction. Hanikra b'shem sidus, we call it hears. It goes through the great tzimtzum. So this is all by all tikkunei dikna. But what happens to the level of emes, the tikkun hashvi? Mash'ein came b'tikkun hashvi, the yud gimul tikkunei dikna. In the seventh tikkun, the ve'emes, in the 13th tikkun edikna, shu tikkun ve'emes, which is the tikkun ve'emes, boy nimshach umizgal ha'oir, in it extends and the light is revealed, shaloi al yidei tzimtzum de b'chinas sidus, not through the restriction of the level of sidus. What would be similar by the human, by the person below? That's the section of the face which is clear of here. There's no here there. As explained in Zohar, that's the seventh tikkun hamshocha without the here. As explained, and there's more. Not only does it not go through the level of sidus, there is the shine of the face, which brings out even a higher level. And further, the following, Shalzen Emar, about the face, we say, Chochmas Odom Toir Ponov, the wisdom of man shines up his face. The b'moir ponav shel ha'odom, in the shine of the face, the light of the face of the person, niker achidush shel hamshocha hachadoshim mibkinas hachochma. You can tell that novelty of this new hamshocha from the level of chochma. Like we find the k'moir ababohu, like we find the ababohu shetzohav uponav, that his face shined up, lit up. Mipnei shemotza teisefta chadeto, because he found a new teisefta, a new teaching, it made his face light up. v'ashinui shebefonov, and the change that is in the face, u'ba'ifin shegolui lakoil, it is in such a way that it's revealed, everybody sees that his face is shining. U'kedisa b'gemara, like we find in the Gemara, gabei Rabbi Yehuda, with regards to Rabbi Yehuda, shafilu ha'ein Yehudi, hikir bo'i shohoi uponuf, he also recognized that his face was lit up. Because this wisdom of the person shines up his face, so it's in a giluidika way. So not only is there not sidus there, but there's in a giluidika way you can tell the level of the tesefta chadada that shines up, that the hamshocha chadosha brought him to a position where he face lights up. Zehu ma'achilukim. This is some of the from the differences. Shabein ha'amshocha shabesidus, that is in between the hamshocha that's in the here, leha'amshocha shabefonim, to the hamshocha which is in the face. The afalpi shahasidus nimshochim, even though the sidus extent come from the moichin which is in the head, they come from there, they're nimshach from there, and then later on when they're already there, they get the chayis. And later on when there is a here, they get their chayis from the moichin which is in the head. To the extent that through this chayis they get from the moichin, that keeps them growing and keeps them getting bigger. Because, and still, mashenida v'nigla heimraka sidus levad. And yet, what do you see? What is revealed? You see here, you don't see the moichin, you don't see the chayis. V'chayis shebetoichon einay nikrabem. The energy that's within the here isn't recognizable in them. V'ah, to the extent, shegam ze shemechablois chayis. That such an extent you can't say that also the fact that they do receive the energy, gam ze einay nikrabem. That also is unrecognizable in the here. When you look at the here, you don't see the chayis. Mashenkin hamshocha shebefonim, as opposed to what extends into the face, the chokmas odom toir ponov, the wisdom of the person shines up his face. Harei befonov nikeres hachokma, and that in this in the face of the person, you can tell the chokma. That's why this tikun hazayin is called v'emes. The inyan ha'emes hu she'ein boi shinui. Truth, what is the idea of truth? There's no changes, it's consistent. Ki achidush, because the novelty of the tikun hazayin v'emes ha'ilui, and the advantage, the tikun zehu, that it doesn't change, doesn't become a here, it comes as it is. It's not misalim, it doesn't hide al yidei hamshocha, through the hamshocha. Shegam b'yeis nimshach u'meir b'gilui, that also when he comes out, it still shines b'gilui, it's open, there is no change. That's why that is v'emes. U'ulai yesh loymar. And perhaps we can say the zeh shetikun hazayin nikra ve'emes. This that the seventh tikun is called ve'emes. The inyan ha'emes u'she'ene mishtane, which is truth. The idea of truth is that it doesn't change. Hugam mitzad shorshe is also because of the root of the tikun hazayin. The bechino shemimeno bo hamshocha the tikun hazayin, the level from which the Amshacha of the Tikkun Hazayin Hi Ani Havaya Leishonisi is the level of Ani Havaya Leishonisi. I Hashem have not changed, and that is the source of this Tikkun Hazayin, and that's why it's the Tikkun of the Emes. Dalet. Based on what we know, what is known, that whatever is higher and more higher can extend even lower than lower. Moving, it's understood the tikkun hashvi, that this seventh tikkun v'emes nimshach beiker lemato. That is mainly that comes down below, because it's the highest of the tikkun. It's the tikkun ve'emes, the tikkun of Lo Shonisi. That's why it comes down in the lowest. And the idea is the inay amitis ha'inyan da'ani havaya Lo Shonisi. The true concept that I Hashem have not changed, hu ba'atzmusi Mahusi is Baruch, is in the essence, and whatever is blessed Mahus, that is the essence of Hashem. Shemitzi Usei Hu Me'atzmusi. His existence comes from himself, from his essence. Ve'ine Olul Me'ize Ilo Shakod Meloi Chazushol. He is not an effect from some cause that comes before him, God forbid. There's nothing before him. His existence is matzmus. Ki b'hagiluyim shekodmo lahem ila v'siba. Because in the level of giluyim, which is precedes them, is a cause, a reason for them. Ein loymar amitis ha'inya deloy shonisi. Over there, you can't say the true idea, concept of no change. Bezeg gufa, because this alone, shekodmo lohem ila visiba, that before them comes a cause and a reason that brings them, hareza shinui, that alone is already a change. Shara yeshnoi shinui bein lifnei shenim shecha meha ilavasibu. The changes, there's a change between what took place before it extended from the cause and the reason, ube'eish shenim shecha meha ilavasibu, and at the time that it extends and comes from the cause and the reason, ule achar shenim shecha meha ilavasibu, and after it has already been extended from the cause and the reason. So there's all these changes by something, by oides, which have an ilavasibu that precedes them. Mashenkin batzmus musi yisborech, as opposed to batzmus musi yisborech, she'enei olul me'eze ila shekod meloi chaz v'sholim, who is not a effect that comes from some cause that comes before the effect chaz v'sholim. There's nothing before. Harei be'ein bo'i shum shinuim chaz v'sholim. There is no changes, God forbid. That is amitis ha'inyan da'ani havaya leishonisi. That's the true idea, the true concept of I Hashem. There's no change, did not change. Ve'inyan zeh, this concept of Loishonisi nimshech be'ikir lamata, mainly it extends below. Like the Mittler Rebbe explains, the zeh shahayesh de lamata margisha mitziusei me'atzmusei. The fact that the yesh over here below, the entity here in this world, feels himself that his mitzius is from himself. He doesn't feel that somebody is bringing him in. He feels that he comes from himself. Ubahargoshosei, and in his feeling, lekodmo loy ilovesibab. In his feeling, he doesn't feel that there's any cause or any reason that preceded him. Why is that? Is because the yesh lamata's root is from the essen atzmusim musis baruch. Shemetziusei hu maatzmusi, whose existence is from his atzmai. Ve'ene olul meizi l'shikod melechazim shalom, and he's not an effect from any cause that preceded him, God forbid. The amitis ha-metzi is the yesh ha-nibra hu yesh ha-amiti, the true metzius of the entity that has been created is the yesh, is the true entity, is yesh ha-amiti. As explained in that Maimon, Rebbe brings down, by the way, about this Maimon of Mikomoicho, that the Rebbe Marash is Asher Kefisha Gila Kveit Kedushas Merichoma Admur, as my father-in-law, the Rebbe, revealed the Kol Echon Merabeim for each one of the Rebbes, Hoyu Mamorim Kvuim. They had said my morim asher pam b'shtayim oy b'sholish shonim, that once in every 2 or 3 years hoyu choizrim aleihem barabim, they would recite it, repeat it publicly, give the maimer publicly. Ve'echad mi maimori chak admur marash, one of the maimorim of the Rebbe Marash, Eila of these maimorim that he would repeat, Hayyadibur Hamaskil Mikamecha was the maimer Mikamecha. Well, Derech Zemavur Gamkin, Behemshech Maim Rabim Shaloi. Also in the Hemshech of Maim Rabim of the Rebbe Maharash, Beinyan, Eid, Ein Eid Milvade, in the idea when it says there is nothing besides Hashem. Noisef Al Hamevuer Shom, in addition to what's explained over there, Beinyan Hagodil Hagiber Chulu. Va'omer Razal, and our sages of blessed memory say, what is Hagdullah? Zumai Sabreshis. So already you have the greatness of creation. Hamavur b'shar yichud v'amuno, which is explained in shar yichud v'amuno, sheze bo behemshech lahamavur. So, in the beginning, he explains over there. In the beginning of the hemshech, the afal pi shar neshama. Although the neshama descends to a place in which there is many waters and there is rivers that confuse, and still mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechabis es ha'ava unhoris leishtefuha, and many waters cannot extinguish the love, and the rivers cannot overflow it. So that's what he starts off over there, in the idea of Godel Hagiber, that the strength of the neshama is such that notwithstanding its descent, it cannot be flooded or confused and extinguished that love. In a nesef lazem evurisham. So, in addition to this, he explains over there what is the idea of ein eid milvadi. The av sheha oilom hu mitzias, that even though, so there's one thing that you don't allow for the nahores and other things to be mavavu you and to confuse you and detract you from learning. But here he's saying even more, that even though the world is a mitzias, because then still amitis in yone hu elikus, the true matter is godliness. V'davke lemato nira inyan zeh, where could you see that your true metzius is godliness? This is dafke below kimevuer shom barucha, as explained over there at length, that here in the dafke in the yesh lamata you see the true godliness. Similar, it also explains in the Maimorim Rebbe Rashab that it's specifically below in this world nirev and nigla, it is visible and revealed. How there is no comparison to Hashem. And that through this, on the Yodim, through this, what we are revealed in Olam Hazeh in Areich, we also know Shagam Olam Esel Yodim Heim Bebechinas in Areich Legabe Ha'atzmos, that also the upper worlds have no comparison relative to the Atzmos. Val Derech Zeh Hugam Be'inyen Ein Eid Mil Vadei, that when we say Ein Eid Mil Vadei, where is this revelation? Where is that gilui? Where is, can you sense that? That's dafke over here in Elom, in this world. I say. So we talked about that specifically in Elom Hazeh, in this world, there is a sense of mitziyuse mi'atzmusei, that a person is an entity independent by himself, which is really a reflection on the essence of Hashem, because the only one who really is mitziyuse mi'atzmusei, whose existence comes from themselves, is only the Atzmus, is only Hashem Himself. Since that sense is also felt over here, that means that the manifestation of the essence of Hashem is Dafke in this world. And he's going to continue to say, and where is that manifestation in Neshamas Yisrael? In the Jewish soul. By the Jewish soul, that comes out in a way that only by the Yid, as he's going to explain. Hey, hine amitas ho'inyan, the true idea, she'ayesh ha'nivro amitis mitziusei, who Yeshua Miti, that the created entity, the created Yesh, his true existence, who Yeshua Miti, is the true entity, which is Atzmus Yisborech, the blessed Atzmus. Koyi al neshomes Yisroel kimoi shehem lamato. This goes and refers to the Jewish souls the way they are here below. Shahade davke aleihem shayich loimar hatoyar diyesh, because it's specifically of them. You can describe them as a yesh. They are here. They're an entity. They're a yesh. Kehem bibchinas mitzius, because they are in a level of being found. They're here. They're an entity. Mashein kein umas ha'olam v'chulu, as opposed to the nations of the world. Einom bibchinas mitzius, they are not in the level of being found in a entity, they're not really here because independently as an entity, ki kol inyonam hurak ma shehem tefelim l'neshamas Yisrael, because the entire idea of the Umas Ha'olam, of the nations of the world, is the fact that they are secondary to the Jewish souls. Kimavur become a mekoyim is explained elsewhere. So we can't say that what the Maimer talks about, that the created being are really the Yesho Hamiti, talking about Umas Ha'olam, because they're not an entity. The real entity is only Neshamas Yisrael, Umash Oimrim. This that we say, Dahayesha Nivrahu Yesho Hamiti, that the created entity is the true entity, relates to Hashem. Koyi al Neshamas Yisrael Lamato. This refers to the Jewish souls over here below. And we're saying Shesharsham, that they are rooted be'atzmusa yisbarach, in the blessed Atzmus, that's the source of Neshamas Yisrael. So why are we singling out Neshamas Yisrael versus all creations? Because all creations come from Hashem's true existence. Everything comes from Hashem. Uma she'emrim va'af she'kol ha'nimtzoyim lo'i nimtzu'u elo me'amitasimotzoy. Although that all things found, meaning everything that was created, they were not created but from the true being, the true entity of the Atzmus of Hashem. B'zehu Yisoid, that's the beginning of the Rambam, which starts with the words that this is Yisoid HaYisoidis. This is the foundation of all foundations. V'amud HaChochmes Chulu, and this is the pillar of all the wisdom. So why are we saying that Neshamas Yisrael specifically are the ones who are the real Yesh, associated with the Yesh HaAmiti, when everything comes from the Yesh HaAmiti? Because, notwithstanding that, HaNeshamas Hem Chelek Eloka Mima'al Mamash, the souls are a part of Hashem of above Mamash, they are part of Godliness. V'yedua Toiras HaBal Shem Tov, that says, is said only about Neshamas. That's not said about any of the other creations. And v'yedua Toiras HaBal Shem Tov, it's known, the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, she'kshe'ato toifes b'miktsas min ha'etzem ato toifes b'kulo. That when you grab hold in a part of Esem, then you are actually grabbing hold in all of it. Because in the essence, you can't separate. If you grab hold in the part of it, you're holding the whole thing. The same thing is the Neshama being a part of Eloka Mimal. It's a part of the essence of Hashem. So this is, the whole Hashem basically is connected to this Neshama. Ubezeh yuvan gamzeh. Knowing this, that the Yid is a part of Hashem Mamish, we also can understand also this part, this point, shebihiyoyis ha'neshama lemato, that when the soul is below, hine aid, so we say that a Jew nit ervil or nit erken is not, does not want and is not able zayin obgiris von gedlichkeit chas v'shalom, to be torn away from godliness, God forbid. Why is that? because he is really a part of godliness right here in this world. Kigam kimoishahu nimtzo lemato, because also as the neshama finds itself below, hare ba'amitis mitziusoi, so still in the true existence, nirgash boy kaviyochel, is so to speak, you can feel, the neshama feels in itself, amitis hamitzius, the atzmusimus isbarach, the true entity of the essence and mehus of Hashem is blessed. Shemitziusehu me'atzmusei, whose existence comes from himself, from his atzmus. Ve'ene olul me'eze ila shekod meloi chaz v'sholem, and he is not a result, he's not an effect from some cause that came before him, God forbid. Hashem, there's nothing before Hashem that causes Hashem, but Hashem's existence from himself. And that's why that idea comes down dressed up into the neshama as the neshama is dressed up in the world. Well, Vezohu vayichtev Moshe es moitzoehem lemaseehem ve'eile maseehem lemoitzoehem. So they brought down the pasuk in Maseh that Moshe wrote down both the, it says moitzoehem, that's where they come from. He was mamshich into the journey, into the neshama as it comes down below, to give the neshama the power, ve'ele mas'ehem, that through their journey, the yirida tzerech aliyah l'moitzeehem, to go back to their source. Moshe Rabbeinu himshich b'chinas atzmusei muhusei yizbarech, that Moshe Rabbeinu draw down the level of his atzmus muhus moitzeehem, Bahanishama Lamato in the Nishama below in the Maseh. So Moshe was Mamshul Dar Baal Yideze, and through this Nase Acharkach Aliyas Hanishama. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the power, through this later on. He makes up the elevation of the soul, ve'elamas ehem l'moitza ehem, the way back from the journey back to the source, moitza ehem, where they come from. Okemevu erbarucha b'mamore yoim ha'hilula diyut shvat, as explained at length in the Maimorim for the yoim ha'hilula of yud shvat. And Rebbe points out over here that this is the Maimer Bosi Legani Etoshin Yud, and that chapter that Rebbe brings quotes now is fits for this year, which is Toshin Lamed, when the Rebbe was giving this Maimer on Erev Shabbos before Yud Shvat, which was the 20th year, which is each year a Perek, so this was the 20th Perek. So, over there, ubefrat bepedek ha'esrim shaboy, especially in the 20th chapter, beinyan yiridas haneshama, with regards to the matter of the descent of the soul, the lihiyois shahaneshama yordo lemato mato, since the soul descended below, beguf v'nefesh ha'tivis, into a body, and to the natural soul, lochein, so the neshama is faced with all of the challenges that are brought about from the body and the natural soul, in which it dresses up when it comes down into this world. So therefore, lochein, therefore, b'chdei shetuchal lamid b'chol hanisyonos, in order for it to be able to withstand all kinds of tests, utamalish lichuso v'tafkido, and for her to fulfill its mission and its job that it needs to fulfill. How could you overcome the challenges, the nisyonos, to fulfill your mission? You need to come on to the measure, to that midah, to that trait of nitzochen, of victory, level of nitzochen, netzach. Umidas hanitzochen, the measure of victory, of Netzach mevia hamshochas v'hizgalus oitzer ha'elyon, that brings and draws down on the revelation of the supreme treasure shehu gilui pnimis v'atzmus ein sof baruch, which is the revelation of the inner and the essence of the ein sof baruch hu, through the level of nitzochen that you have to imply, reveals and brings down the essence of the Ein Sof, the Pnimis Ein Sof, to be able to overcome all the challenges. Not only are you able to stand strong with that Midas HaNitzochen, but more than that, you actually elevate that through the service of man, it sort of makes a elevation, so to speak, also above. The person's avoida brings about also an elevation above. Okay, you do a Torah Samagid, as it's known, the teaching of Haraba Magid, of the Magid of Mezrich, Bepidush HaMishnah. He interprets the saying in the Mishnah, Da ma lemailo mimoch, no, simply translated as know what is above you. So he translates it that da, you should know, ko masha lemailo, everything that takes place above, the partsufim usfires ha'elyonis, in the partsufim, the faces and the supreme spheres, hakoilhu mimoch, everything is of you, is mal lemailo, happens mimoch, shatolui ba'avoido sa'odom, that hinges on the work and the service of the person. Ubeprotius yoiser, that means the yid through his avoido over here impacts and is mamshich the inyonim elamailo. And more specific, mevuer b'teirosei, it is explained in the teaching of the Magid of Mezrich, that the Pasuk says, Allah Pasuk, Asei lecho shtei chatzoitzrois kesef, that the Eibishter says to Moshe, make for you these two trumpets of silver. This is a command. This was said, this verse talks about by Moshe Rabbeinu, the faithful shepherd. So what does it say? So the Magid teaches the word chatzoyitzuris, hushtei chatzoyitzuris, made up of the word half shapes. Make yourself two half shapes, which means that the work of Moshe, say lecho that I am Ahemna, he makes up the other half of the shape. One half is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other half is made up by Moshe, shal yidei avoidos ha'odom lemato, through the service of the person below, hadei hu poyel shlemes lemailo kaviyochol, he, so to speak, impacts and makes it whole, so to speak, should tiya tzura shlema, it should be a complete tzura. So the person through his avoida impacts and has an effect above to the extent that it makes shlemus, he gives it a whole partsuf through his avoid. Zayin. So before we said that the level that comes down, the seventh of the 13 attributes of mercy, and that goes down, that's the level of the ponim, and that comes down from the highest level to the lowest level. So vihine hamshochas bechinas ve'emes, the bringing down the level of Hashem, Hashem, kil rachum chanun erech paim rav chesed ve'emes, the tikkun of emes, which is tikkun hazayin, that's the seventh of the 13 tikkunim, al yidei hatikune dikno, that comes down through the tikkunim, the strands, the hair of the beard. Ve'achar kach, and that comes from the level of keser, coming through the level of tikkunei dikno. Ve'achar kach, al yidei ha'eser sviris da'atzilus, and then, as it descends further through the 10 spheres of Atzilus, and then to the whole Seder HaYishtalshlus, and the whole order of the Yishtalshlus, Ad le'olam hazeh hatachton, until it comes to this lower world, She'ein tachton limato mimenu, which there is nothing lower than it. So this is the bottom, this Olam Hazeh. So how do we mamshich this level from the level of the Emes, which in amongst the 13 Tikkuni Dikna is the highest in the sense that it's the Ponim, to bring it down all the ways to the lowest into this world? Hu al yidei ha-Torah, that comes through Torah. The Torah that we learn here in this world brings down this level of the Emes, the Tikkun HaZayin, because Kamay Merazal, as our sages of blessed memory say, that Ein Emes Elo Torah, that what is truth, truth is Torah, so this is the level of Emes. Vihine al ha-toira nemar haloi koi dvorai koish. About Torah it says that my words, the words of Torah, are like fire. What does it mean they're like fire? V'dorshu razal, and our sages of blessed memory expounded that the comparison to fire is that ma eish einoi mekabel tumo. Fire cannot receive tume. You can't, fire does not become tume. It does not become impure. Av divrei Torah einon mekablin tuma. Also, words of Torah do not receive impurity. So, which means that the words of Torah can never receive impurity. That means that as far and as low as it come down, it's compared to Eish, without being able to become tamei. Haynu sha'Torah nimsheches b'chol mokim. That means the Torah extends in all places. Gam lemato mato, also below below. Veloi zu bilvad sha'Torah nimsheches gam lemato mato. Not just this, that the Torah extends also below below. Elo oizos, but more than that. Shagam b'yoyso lemato. That even as the Torah is below, it's not diluted. It doesn't lose its potency. It remains as strong and potent as it was before. Shagam b'lihiyoy solimato, that even as it is below, harehi kemoi shehi lemailo, the Torah stays as it is above. Be'oifen the koi devorai koesh, in a way that this is, my words is like fire, there's no tuma, and it's like before, shezehu, it also stays below. Shezehu b'chinas emes, this is what we call it, the level of truth, because truth doesn't change. The Torah is truth, it didn't change from before, from the higher level to the low level. What is the idea of MS? MS, the Yerushalmi says, is made up of the three letters, Aleph, the first, Tav, the last, Mem, the middle, and it's all true. From the beginning to the end, there's no change. What is the idea of MS, as we find in Yerushalmi? Over there, he explains, Pepirush, the Rishami explains, what does it mean when we say Chosomai Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, God's seal, God's Chosim is Emes. So he says, explains the Yerushalmi, She'Aleph Hutchilas Kol HaYishis. Aleph is the beginning of all the letter. V'Tov, and the letter Tov is the Soif Kol HaYishis, is the end of all the letters. Umem em tso isom. The mem is the middle of all the aleph base letters. Ve'im bazeh shinuyim klal, and there is no change. That means emes. Shezehu inyan. This is the idea what the pasuk says. Ani rishon. I'm in the beginning. That's the aleph. Bani achrein. That's the tof. Mi bal odai, which is the middle. Without me, gam bem tso isa ein elikim. There is no Elikim, there's nothing besides me, and that's the emes, which is always from the beginning to the end. Velochein, and therefore al yidei ha Torah shehi emes, through Torah, which is the level of emes, which is true. Nimsheches bechinas veemes, we extend the level of veemes in the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, the Yud Gimel Tikkun Edikna, the Tikkun Zayin, the Ve'emes, Tikkun HaZayin, brings it down, L'Olam HaZeh HaTachtin, Shein Tachtin L'Matamenu, to this low world, our, this world, the lower world, that there is nothing lower than it. Ches. V'zehu V'yichtov Moshe Gomer. And this is the idea that Moshe writes down to Ichta Moshe Mitzayim L'Maseim Shekoyi Al Inyan HaTorah. The Rebbe brings it in now to the Ksivas, the writings of the Torah. This Moshe writes goes on Torah. The Inyan Shel Moshe Hu. What Moshe? What is Moshe's Kimevuer B'Lekutei Torah? As explained, Inyan HaTorah. Moshe is Torah. Moshe's main thing is the Torah. As we say, Moshe kibel Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah. V'nikras al shmoi, we call the Torah Moshe's Torah, K'moshe Kosuf, as the Pasuk refers to when it talks to the Torah, it says, Zichru Torah Moshe Abdi, remember the Torah of my servant Moshe. So the Torah is reference to Moshe. So that is Moshe Rabbeinu's main aspect, is Torah. So Vayichtav Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu, whose inyan is Torah, he's Vayichtav, writes it down, he's Mamshich. Hine al yidei haTorah himshich b'china zu v'emes. Through the Torah, he draw down this level of emes, the level. Yud Gimel Tikune Dikna, from the 13 strands of the beard, which is Yud Gimel Midas Arachamim, from the 13 attributes of mercy. Merotzin Ha'Elyein Baruch Hu, which is from Hashem's will, from the level of Rotzin, Ad L'mata Mata, till below, into this world. Ad L'Oifun Diksiva, to the extent that he writes it down. We say Vayichtoy Moshe, he writes it down, which is B'diyoy Ala Klaf, it take ink on parchment, a very physical bringing the Torah down with the ink on the parchment. Behainu, and that is, the Av Sheksivas Dvar Seichel Bechlal, even generally to write down a idea, an intellectual idea, Val Achas Kama Vekama Chachvosei Shel HaKadosh Baruch, and for sure, if you need to write down something as great, it's a tremendous descent to bring, to commit it to writing. Certainly, if you're talking about Chochmosei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he Yerida Gedoyla, that's a great, a big descent. Betzorich Liyeis Kama Vekama Tzimtzumim, and there needs to be many and many and many restrictions. Ad Sheyumshech Bidyoi Al HaSefer, till you can bring it down with ink onto the parchment, which is the Chav Beis Oisiei Satoyre, the 22 letters in the Torah. So that's a tremendous descent. Kimavur B'Tanya is explained in Tanya. And yet, notwithstanding the far Vayichtov Moshe, the fact that you have to write it down in Diyoi Al HaKlaf, yet Lo Nishtane Kan Al Yidei Hamshachoso. Here it did not change. By the Torah, it doesn't change through the fact that it comes down into, through this level of writing it down. This level of the Yudrotzen Elyon, the Yud Gimel Tekunei Dikna, comes down ad le'olam hazeh ha'tachten, till this low world, she'ein tachten le'mato mimenu, which there's nothing lower than it. V'zehu, and this is also the idea that the Rebbe started mentioned before, Gam, this is also Rebbe Yichtav Moshe Nichlal, the Das Rebbe Meir, in Moshe's writing, according to Rebbe Meir, we also have Ein Vekosav Elo Vekosav, the opinion of Rabbi Meir, when it says Vekosav Lo Sefer Krisus, the Kasiva means the signatures. So, according to Rebbe Meir, it also includes the idea of the signing canal. What is the idea of the signing that we are talking about over here that comes down in the Vekosav? So he says, "Inyan hachoisem yeshnam beis inyonim." There are two ideas with regards what is the chasima. Inyan ha'alef, the first idea of chosim is shehu nechtam al hadavar lebal yishuna, that it is signed on the matter, it can't change. When you sign it, means you can't make any corrections. That's the way it is. Which basically tells us that it's Bechinas Ani Havaye Lo Yishonisi. That's the level of I, Hashem, have not changed. It is, comes through all the time. Be'inyan ze yeshnoi gam bekol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael. And this idea also is that idea of not to change, to be consistent, and to connect with the love of Lo Yishonisi every year. Zohu Mashukosu, because this is what the Pasuk says, Ani Habaye Lo Yishonisi, I Hashem have not changed. Then it says, Va'atem Bnei Yaakov Lo Yichilisem, and you, Bnei Yaakov, have not been, have not ended, exist constantly. She'echot ha'pirushim bozehu. So one of the interpretation is the mekivon shani havaye loyshonisi. Since I Hashem have not changed, lachein gam atem bnei Yaakov lechilisem. So likewise, you bnei Yaakov have not been finished. You're always there. So this is the idea that we have. The idea of non-change in ourselves. That's one idea of the sign, of the signature, of the chosim. What is the second idea in the signature? The loizu bilvat. Not just when we say a signature, she'enoi etzem ha'odom. So when Bichlal, when you sign, this is not the person himself. Ki im shem v'simen bilvad leha adam. That is only a name and a sign to the person. So when the person puts a seal down on something, he's basically approving it. It's not, he's not there, but it's a name. His name is on his seal that he signs, and it's a sign for the person. Shashem ein lo erech legabe atzmius debal Hashem. A name has no value, is not compared at all to the essence of the one who is owns the name. Hine oidzois further shechoismim bechoisim al hashaiva. When you sign with a signet, with a seal, on the wax, hadehu nifrad v'nivdal mimenu. Now you signed it away, so it's separated and distinct from you. Shanimshel mizeh be'olamis. What is the example in the world? Heim olamis biya. This would be the worlds of bri yitzira asiya. The lab ihu v'chayoi v'garmoyu chad behoin. By them, the Eibishter signature in Bri Yitzira Asiya, since him and his life force, Hashem and the Oiris, and the Garma and the Kelim are not one behind in them. So there is a Nifrad, there is a separation in the seal. Ubefrat Oilam HaAsiya Shein L'mata B'menu. And certainly when we talk about the world of Asiya, it's nothing lower. It seems like that it's even separated. V'hainu, and this means shabichina. So what does it mean together? Shabichina sabni havaye lo yishon nisi. That the level of I Hashem did not change moitzoehem. That level of keser, the level of yud gimel tikunei dikla, the rotzin, which is inyan ha'alev de chosim, which is the first level of chosim, that it doesn't change eternity, is nimshach v'nechtam lamata mata. This is extends and it gets signed below into masayim, into the level of masayim. So vayichtav, you bring down the chosim, the eternity, even in the masayim. V'chein Inyan habeis shabichosem, and also so it comes down lamato mato, and the same thing is the second idea. Let's read this over here. Frat olam haasiy shein lamato mimenu. V'ashemchinas ani abaydushnei motzeiem inyan haalav dechosem nimshach v'nechtam lamato. Mato maseihem b'chein inyan habeisha b'chosem, and also the second idea in the chosem, in which it is a separate. Because an achseb al yidei v'yichtev Moshe, this is all written by Moshe al yidei Moshe Rabbein Raim Mehemna, through Moshe Rabbein, who is the faithful shepherd. Tes. So, inyan mitzvahs ksivas sefer Torah. This is the idea of the mitzvah of writing a sefer Torah. Shal zek koytsav kveit kedushas admurat tzamach tzedek. About this, the Rebbe that tzamach tzedek writes, shu ki inyan vayichto Moshe goymer. That this is similar to the idea that Moshe wrote when any time when you write a sefer Torah, which is similar to the idea as Moshe writing. Kinal, as we said earlier, ki bechol echad ve'echad. In each and every one of the Jewish people exists a level of Moshe. The Moshe in you writes the mitzvah of Sefer Torah. Writing is the, we have a Moshe in us, just like Moshe wrote, we have to write. Where do we see this idea that each one has a level of Moshe? Because when the Pasuk says, now, Israel, what does Hashem ask of you? Ki'im li'yiro. Hashem asks you just to fear. That's what the Pasuk says, to fear Hashem. That's the whole thing. Ikshal zebi gemara. So the gemara asks on this the question, why is he saying what does this is not a big deal? Otu Yirushamai Milso Zutruso. He is then fear of heaven, something a small matter. And why are we saying all Hashem is asking you? It seems to be a pretty challenging, a big thing to fear Hashem. Because of kama v'kama prot, especially the Torah doesn't just say yiras shamayim, but it also details many details, which seems pretty difficult to achieve. Ad l'drashos chazal, until the chazal, our sages of blessed memory, they expound further that what is al tikra ma elomeya, that what ma means, don't say ma Hashem, what Hashem, but may Hashem ask for you 100. Shuhu tachlis hashlem, 100 is the ultimate wholesomeness because it's eser kolum eser, 10 times 10, eser including the 10. So that's a pretty strong level. So as the Gemara asks, is this something small? Why are we saying that's a small thing? And also, in addition, as explained in many places, sheyesh meya oishyesh beposik zeh, that there is 100 letters in this pasuk of Ata Yisrael, Moshe Melekecha, there's 100 letters. And this seems to be a pretty strong question, achievement to achieve that. So how come he says that's something small? So what is the Gemara answer in this question? Ata Yira Milsa Zutrusi, it's not small. In Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutrusahi, relative to Moshe, this is a small thing. So, what is it? How does it explain why is it small to a yid? So it means the mekivon shebekol echad veechad mi Yisrael yeshnu b'chinas Moshe. Since in every single one and one of the Jewish people there exists a level of Moshe, lachein yira he milsa zutrusi etzel kol echad veechad. Therefore, the yira, the fear of Hashem, is taka something small by everyone. But nevertheless, so what do we see in the bracket? The Rebbe explains we all have the level of Moshe. So just like we have a Yichtov Moshe, the Pasuk says, so every Yid has the level of Moshe. Since by every Yid there is the level Moshe, that's Shaboy, that's in the Yid, in the person. That's why he has the ability to draw down through writing a sefer Torah, b'chinas ve'emes, the level of ve'emes, k'moi shehu ba'amitis ha'metzias, as it is in the true existence, the real emes, k'moi shekosu ha'rambam, as the Rambam writes, shehu levadei ha'emes, Hashem alone is the truth. Ve'en la'achar emes ka'mitosoy, there is nothing else that has like his truth. So you can bring down that level of emes, Ulham shicho ad lamato mato, and to bring it down till low. Uboifun the chokhmas odom toir ponov, in a way that the wisdom of the person lights up his face. Shakol ha'olam kulo yakir boy, so that the whole world can recognize by the person, shamotzo teisefta chadeto, that he found a new teisefta. And so you can see that everybody, that hamshocha, that the experience, it shines up the face, as we said, that the tikkun hazayin is the face, which, and benimshach gam b'ksiva, and it extends also in writing, b'dyoy ala klaf, with the ink on the parchment, sha'klaf u'klaf shel behemo u'bal chai. The parchment is a parchment that is from a animal, which is the level of bal chai. The living, v'hadyoi, and the ink, nasim mitzemeach v'doimim, that comes, is made out of growing and inanimate, that you mix it in and you make ink out of that. So you have the chaya and the doimim and the tzemeach. You have doimim, tzemeach, and chay. U'mikol zeh nasim sefer Torah shlema, all this creates a whole Torah, v'ad le'enei kol Yisrael, till the last words of the Torah, of Le'enei Kol Yisrael. And the Rebbe associates this now to the finishing of the Sefer Torah for the coming of Mashiach. V'yashloima b'derech efshar, we can say possibly, d'zehu ma'ashe kveit kedushas meiricho madmur. This is that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, Nisi Dereinu, the leader, of our generation, the prince of our generation. His chil b'ksivas ha-sefer Torah, he started writing the Sefer Torah. And v'anachnu zuchinu l'sayma, we had the merit that we completed it, because that is when the Rebbe said the Maimer, when they completed the Sefer Torah on Yud Shvat before Tovshin Lamed, on that Friday before Yud Shvat Shabbos. Ki omru nazal, so what is the connection that the Rebbe, previous Rebbe, started writing the Sefer Torah? Because our sages of blessed memory said, Moshe hu goyil rishon hu goyil achrin. That Moshe is the first Redeemer. He took us out of Mitzrayim. But Moshe is also the Goyal Achron, will take us out of the end of Golos. Shelochein Shiloi. Therefore, Shiloi, when they say Ad Ki Yovo Shiloi, Shiloi is referencing Mashiach. Shekoyi Al Mashiach. That goes on Mashiach. Who Begimatria Moshe, that has the same numerical value. Shiloi is also the same numerical value as Moshe, which is 345. And because Shiloh is also Moshe. Kshemetzarfin echod li Shiloh. And then if you add the echod, which is 13 through to the 345, will be 358. Which is the gematria, which is the numerical value of Mashiach, 358. As explained in the known talk given by my father-in-law, the Rebbe. The Hainu, that means, what does it mean? Your mitzarev, the echo to Shiloh, shekasher, mamshichim b'chinas echot, when you draw down level of echot, which is, what is the echot? Sheyohir ha'alef, that the Aleph should be shining in the Ches and the Dalet, the Aleph in the Ches Dalet, Alufi Shaloilom. Aleph represents the master of the world, Behaches Vehadalet, in the 8 and the 4. The 8 is Shem Zayin Rekim Oretz, the 7 heavens and the earth, that is the Ches, and the Dalet represents the Dalet Ruches Ha'olam. So your Mamshich de Echot, Uba'ifun Golui, and in a revealed way, the Kamoisha ni nichtov kacha ni nikro, that you will also pronounce as it's written, you will also pronounce it instead of just saying, substituting the name of Hashem. We don't say it as the Yudke Vavke is written, we say Hashem, but we don't say it written, but it will be in a revealed way when it's pronounced as it's written, that is the revelation of Mashiach when you bring down the Aluch Hez and Dalet. And therefore, just like Moshe's idea was writing the Sefer Torah, Kinal Baruch as I said earlier at length that Moshe Rabbein was Mamshich. So we can say similarly is also Mashiach to write down and bring it down. V'yesh lahosiv bozeh, and we can add to that the hine, and that's the writing of the Rebbe for Mashiach Sefer Torah. V'yesh lahosiv bozeh, the hine, Mashiach tzidkenu nikro melech ha-Mashiach. Mashiach, our righteous Mashiach is called King Mashiach. Mashiach Kosov, as the Pasuk states, V'avdi David melech aleihem, my servant David will be a king over them. Ubesefer Torah shel melech nemar, and with regards to the Sefer Torah that is of the king, it says, V'hoyso imoi, it shall be with him, V'korobe kol imei chayov. The king reads in that special Sefer Torah that he writes, the Mishnah Sefer Torah writes for himself, is for him for all the days. V'aridoshu razal, and our sages of blessed memory expounded ala posik, when the Pasuk says, remember the days you left Egypt, all the days of your life. What is it talking about, all the day? Which are all the days? That means even the time of Mashiach. The first opinion is, if it would say, just remember all the days of your life, that would mean the daytime. And when it says kol yimei chayecha is lahavi alelis, means also the nighttime. But the Chachamim say They say that Yimecha Yecha is Olam Hazeh, is this, is now, and Kol Yimecha Yecha Lahavi Lumeisa Mashiach, to include the days of Mashiach, to remember then as well, Olam Hazeh, V'Olam Haba, this world and the world to come. Shebzeh move on Gam B'Negei, so that's what we understand, Masha Nemar Boi, this says by the Melech, V'Kore Bei Kol Yimecha of all the days of his life, just like we're saying, Kol Yimecha Yecha, that according to this kol yomov is sekoyigam al yemeisa Mashiach, goes on the days of Mashiach. So this is all the connection with the Sefer Torah, with the writing, as it associated with Mashiach Tzidkenu. Yud v'hinei b'maisa hare kvar siyamnu. In act, so the act of the conclusion, we already concluded Sefer Torah, Shekveit Kedushas Merichom Admur, that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, Korel Loi Sefer Torah Shal Mashiach. He referred to it as the Sefer Torah of Mashiach. Ve'eino Irak Mechusar Zman. It's only lacking time. In other words, it's there, it's ready, it's done. And it's just the time, because we need actually Mashiach to come. Ubekoriv Mamish, very soon, Niske Lebias Mashiach Tzidkenu, will merit the coming of our righteous Mashiach. Yoviv Yigalenu, let him come and redeem us. Ve'elichenu k'memius la'artzenu, and lead us in an uplifted state to our land. Ve'oz yiyah gilui torosu shel Mashiach, and then there will be the revelation of the teaching of Mashiach. Da'af al pi shegam zeh kvar niten l'Moshe m'Sinai, even though that as well has been given to Moshe from Sinai, beis matan Torah, at the time matan Torah, there won't be again Matan Torah. It was only once. So it's not the pshat that Mashiach's revelation will have again the giving of the Torah. Everything was already given in the time of Matan Torah. Kivur v'kam mekoymes is explained in many places. But harei, but still be a revelation of the Torah of Mashiach. B'matan Torah hoyezeh behelam. When the Torah was given, it was in a obscure way. But in the future to come, will be the revelation of the teaching of Mashiach. Quoting from the Pasuk, he will kiss me from the kisses of his mouth, which is the explanation, the revelation of the inner Torah. And how to prepare for that time when we'll actually have the Gilui Pnimis HaTorah, Toyamel Chaim Zochu. We say, Bechlal, on Erev Shabbos, those who taste the food before Shabbos, from Shabbos, those who take Chaim Zochu merit life, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh Achar Chatzos. And metaphorically, also in the years, there are 6,000 years, and Erev Shabbos is after the 500 years in the 6,000. That's called already the Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Achar Chatzos, after midday, the Hashita Alfishnin, the Hava Alma, in the 6,000 years that the world exists, it's after, it's already Erev Shabbos. Oz Hoyo Kveit Kedushas Mayricham Admur. That is when my father-in-law was at that time. Erev Shabbos Achar Chatzos, L'achrei Gilui HaArizal, after the revelation of the Arizal. And then the revelation of the Baal Shem Tov HaMagid, and then the revelation of the Alter Rebbe, and those who fill their places, until the Rebbe, my father-in-law, the Rebbe, this all is the preparation and the introduction and the vessel Hashibakorev Mamish, that very soon Kshakol Echod Ve'echod Yashli Mesinyon, of each and every one will complete their matters they need to do. Niske, we will merit Shetizgale Bepoil, that it should literally, actuality, be revealed. Hanisinas Koyach Shalchak Moedichomo Admur, the power that was given by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, Nisi Dereinu, the leader of our generation, just like Vayichtev Moshe, that Moshe writes, gives the koyach, v'yikuyim tikvosir ritzoyne, and his hope and his wishes should become fulfilled. Shim Sefer Torah Zeh, that with this Sefer Torah, Neitze lekabel pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu, will go out to greet the face of our righteous Mashiach, ubesimcho v'tuv levov, with joy, and with gladness of hearts, v'simchas oylom al rishom, and the eternal joy will be on their heads, uba'ifun, in a way, de binoreinu, biskenenu, goymer, that with our youth and with our elders, bibone goymer, bibonenu, with our sons, ubenesen, our daughters, as the pasuk says, bekariv mamish, very soon, begam, and also beloshen targum, using the loshen of the translation, bagolu didan, quickly in our days, which is even stronger and more than the Hebrew language. This should happen literally, because of Mamesh Bagolot Didan.